the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting. Check this out. Go it.
Playing the part of Dr. Maria Walls this morning, Clayton Barnett. Hi, Clayton. How are you?
Hi, Mikey. I'm good.
Lovely to have you along. We've got a great movie to talk about this morning.
A very different movie. Yes, we've got a documentary. It's called Mountain. It's from an Australian filmmaker called Jennifer Peedham, who is just amazing. She's a filmmaker who's found a forte in these mountain movies. She did The Great Sherpa a couple of years ago about the tragedy there where 16 Sherpas died in this avalanche.
But I saw that. That was great. That's a really, really cool documentary.
Oh,
wow. Heartbreaking.
Terribly heartbreaking. And it just showed you the over-commercialisation of Everest. And after I saw that and I knew Mountain was coming at the film festival last year, I was like, I'm getting a ticket, I'm there, and I get to review it. It's awesome.
Do tell.
Now, this is more, instead of a narrative structure like Sherpa, it's more of a meditation on what moves us about mountains, the lure. And Jennifer Peedham's done this whole collab thing with a writer called Robert McFarlane, who wrote this book called Mountains of the Mind, and has got William Defoe narrating excerpts from the book. And one of the excerpts is The Siren Song of the Summit, and that kind of encapsulates this movie. And she's got the Australian Chamber Orchestra doing the music to this.
Wow.
And it's just like all this classical music with sweeping shots of the mountains, and it's just, gives you goosebumps.
And that's it. That's the whole movie.
That's the whole movie. 74 minutes long, boom, in and out. But it does say a lot about the religious experiences of mountains. It has a lot of historical footage. It has old Hillary climbing up Everest, some great colour footage, which, you know, I don't know if you've seen it before, but just
it's like, cool old footage there, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Just him and Tenzing conquering this thing. And also has lots of extreme sports, like it has, slacklining, you know.
That is so out of it. Slacklining in a song.
At height. And at last year's film festival, they had a movie called The Free Man by Toa Fraser with Jossie Wells, you know, Winter Olympics and everything at the moment, and about slacklining as well. And it's freaky stuff at height between.
Yeah, I've seen one's done in Utah. This big towering.
Oh, the exact same clips in this. So it's not just, you know, like soaring, sweeping shots of mountains. It's like mountain biking, snowboarding. The slack lining and just, you know, extreme sports.
Yeah.
So it's got a bit of something for everyone.
So you walked out of there with what was the vibe? What was the vibe?
Oh, the great thing is at the screening last year, they had Jennifer Peedham downstairs in the Civic talking about it. So it was great to like see the movie go, wow, that's some heavy stuff. Mm. Like, you know, like
mountains are so amazing.
Yeah. Just
you really got it. I mean, we don't. This is we're talking about Jesus before, and surely if God was going to be representing something, it'd be a mountain at least, wouldn't it?
Well, we were talking about this off air just before the red light went on. In other cultures, mountains kind of came to stand for power, power of nature, and you can look at it and be like, that's majestic, might just leave it alone.
Oh, 300.
I might just not attempt to sort of own that.
Yeah. And then it becomes this very Western idea, like, got to conquer that, got to stick my flag in it. Yeah.
So true. There's like
something to be said, isn't there, about just standing in the, like,
I just cracked up and left the room.
Robert! But you know, something to be said about taking in a view from a height, isn't there?
Mm.
Yeah, you know, it really is.
The movie covers the religious aspect because the Sherpas, like, they have this respect of the mountain, and 300 years ago, it was sheer lunacy to think of climbing. It was like only the realm of gods and monsters. But then, of course, Westerners come along, and in this movie, they talk about the commercialization and how it's not climbing anymore, it's queuing. And it's like, what are we doing as Westerners?
Define queuing, because that's an odd term. What does that mean?
Literally just the people waiting in line to get up the mountain. Okay. You know, like, it's all this footage of just, you know, people have paid untold amount of cash just to be like, selfie up the top.
Wow.
It's just nuts. Sad, but you still get away from this movie that, like, the power, the majesty. Like, this movie, the cinematographer, Renan Ozturk, He did the movie Maru, shot that. Like, I love a good mountain documentary, Touching the Void, Maru and Sherpa. But Maru's like a powerful stuff, and he's got footage from around the world from a whole bunch of different people, and it's just like stunning stuff. They use like time lapse, slow-mo, drones, helicopter footage, and it's just, you know, you sit there.
High def.
On the big screen, but even on the small screen at home, it's just a great watch.
That you could win.
Because we are talking about the DVD, aren't we, that's available. Any extras? Get any extras, dear? Don't know.
Okay. I'm positive.
Positive.
But we've got a copy of that to give away right now. If you can just name four mountains in Auckland. Is that too easy?
How many are there? 50-something? No, 20-something, right?
Good question.
There's 50-something volcanoes.
Yeah.
On this plateau that we've decided to build a city on.
So, define a mountain.
Well, this is the thing. Clayton, you just watched the movie. Define a mountain.
Yeah, it's a certain
if it's called Mount something, does that count?
I think so.
Yeah, okay, so...
Four
mountains in Auckland. In Auckland. 309-3879, if you can do that now. I'd like to win a copy of this devastatingly awe-inspiring and interesting documentary called Mountain. 309-3879. All you have to do is name four mountains in Auckland. And no one's calling through. No Aucklanders are calling through.
Poor form. Now, if you like your classical music, this has some cracking, like chopping.
Just banging classicals.
Bit of Vivaldi.
Some chopping, yeah. BFM, good morning.
Okay, Awaraka. Yeah?
Yep.
Mangafara.
Which one's that one?
Mount Eden.
Yep, okay, yeah. So, you're going to have to help me out there. I'm not entirely au fait with
that. No. I've done that. Mount Roskill, Mount Wellington. There you go.
There we go. Well done. Cool. What's your name?
Anna.
Congratulations, Anna. You're the smartest person in the whole of Auckland. And you know your town too. What's your favourite mountain?
Oh, it has to be Awaraka. It's my local.
Yeah, right on.
Albert Mags. Yeah. Shout out.
it's like a little boutique mountain, isn't it?
If they got rid of the cars, it would be.
Yeah. Oh, just for you, eh? Yeah. All right.
We'll talk to the mayor. We'll tell
apparently,
him.
Apparently, I found out the other day, that for those of you who love North Shore, that they're shutting off Mount Victoria to cars.
Oh, good.
Can't go park up Mount Victoria anymore in Devonport.
Well, the teenagers are very upset.
And middle-aged.
The exercise. Come on.
That's true.
Can't you mean you get walk up there to park? You can't park up once you've walked up there. You just have to sit, which is still cool, but not always. Weather's not always can be a little inclement. Nothing better than parking up in the rain, eh? Hey, listeners, eh?
Walking up in the rain.
Listening to BFM in the rain in the car at the top of Mount Victoria. I mean, that's a secret pleasure, isn't it?
Oh, very nice.
The wonders of the internet tell me there are 16 mountains in the Auckland region, so congratulations for very quickly rattling off four of them.
The other day I played that song, there's a guy saying that he had a mountain at his gate.
Hmm.
It's closer every day, drives his car without the brakes.
Oh, yes.
That one.
Hey, Clayton. I'm getting dirty looks from my six-year-old for being on the radio.
Hey.
Oh.
Hello, six-year-old.
Have a nice day at school. What? Ready for school yet?
Are you ready for school, Tessa? Oh, no, she's covering her face in embarrassment.
Oh, no. Tessa! Tessa, mum's on the radio. Hey, Tessa, your mum's really cool. She can name the mountains and no one else could. So, yeah. Yeah, I think Tessa will really enjoy this movie as well, actually.
No, I think so, too.
Will you enjoy a movie about mountains, Tessa?
Something for everyone.
What's her favourite mountain? Does she have a favourite mountain?
Tessa, what's your favourite mountain in Auckland? Mount Albert.
Mount Albert, you love Mount Albert. Fantastic. Okay, thank you very much. Stay there, we'll get you details.
Cool.
Right on. Thank you, Clayton.
No, thank you, Mikey.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.